Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Nine to go for the Milwaukee Bucks. Welcome in. Wendy's Big Show here on the Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Boys, nine to go till the Larry O'Brien Trophy will be back in Milwaukee since 71. Or that would be the first time, because I don't believe it was the Larry O'Brien Trophy when the Milwaukee Bucks won the championship back in 71.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah.
After a win last night, how about game four, Giannis Antetokounmpo? 39 points, 16 boards, 15 of 22, and Sparky last night before the game when we were talking all day about it, asking what people thought they would want to see the Bucks do, what we possibly thought Boston would do to counter what the Bucks had been doing in the last couple of games. The one thing that was a constant was Giannis is going to get to the free throw line, gets to the free throw line 10 times. I would have felt like that would have worked against the Milwaukee Bucks. Didn't matter because Giannis was on another level last night.
Yeah, he did. He kind of took it to the second level there in the, what was it, fourth quarter. And kind of, he flipped his own switch and kind of took over after being in foul trouble throughout that game. Mm-hmm. Middleton got in foul trouble. George Hill ended up getting into foul trouble. And that's when Eric Bledsoe finally decided he was finally going to get aggressive in this basketball game. And it is amazing to me that I read today that Middleton chewed Bledsoe out after game three for not being aggressive throughout the entire game. Because if you remember in game three, Bledsoe didn't get aggressive to the second half in that one as well. And Bledsoe's like, you know, I appreciate that he got in my grill about not being aggressive enough. So
good
now
teammates do.
Here's game four and same old, same old. It takes Middleton getting his fourth foul before Bledsoe decided, okay, I'm going to go to the rim now. I'm going to try to finish. And they couldn't stop him. He decided to get to the rim whenever he wanted. Now the three-point shot wasn't falling, but you knew coming into the season that was a shot that he'd been working on through the summer and throughout the season. And there are nights when it's on and there are nights when it's off. Fine. But he has other ways to score and impact a basketball game. And he finally got to where he was supposed to be in the second half of that basketball game. So that was a big deal, too. But really, that game last night is really all about Giannis. I mean, no matter seemingly what they did or how they decided to guard him, he found a way to continue to score points. 39 points, 16 boards, 4 assists, a steal, a block on 15 of 22 shooting, just at a whole different level.
Gary, we've been talking about it all series long, and you've been steadfast in what you've said is, this is about Giannis. I don't care how Middleton plays. You can say what you want about Mirotić, how much you need about out of Brook Lopez, Eric Bledsoe. This was about Giannis, and last night it was about him possibly having his crowning moment as an NBA player.
Yeah, it still is. I mean, I think if you look at Giannis, the straw that stirs the drink, the Reggie Jackson comment, then it was Reggie Jackson's straw that stirs the drink. But you know what I was not amazed, but just impressed, okay? You know what I was impressed about last night?
What was that, Gary?
And yes, and Giannis is all that, right? I mean, he sets everybody up. Everybody plays off him. But when those guys were on the bench in foul trouble, was that third or fourth quarter? When was that?
Third quarter, all three of the big three, Giannis, Middleton, and Bledsoe were all on the bench with all four fouls.
Right? And I go, okay, let's see what happens here.
It felt like what Boston had been looking for.
Right.
Kyrie goes and complains to the referees about,
and they got
about
the call.
The referees, I should
right,
say.
Exactly. Okay. All right, so they got what they wanted. Let's see what happens here. I was most impressed by, I think, not only did they did not cut into the lead. I think the lead was increased while those guys were sitting on the bench. Mm-hmm. And that is just absolutely. And I'm not going to get ahead of myself because I know Barkley said some stuff, but I was probably more impressed by that than I was what Giannis put up yesterday. And then what he put up yesterday was Herculean numbers, okay? I mean, they were like different world-type numbers. But I think I was more impressed by when those guys were on the bench and by what the subs came in and did and held it and then went on a little run.
Pat Connaughton, 33 minutes yesterday, Sparky, and George Hill is your second leading scorer with 15 coming off the bench. Those dudes, once again, were gigantic for the Bucks. And even though 3 of 9 shooting, Ersan played well at times yesterday. The bench was huge for the Bucks, and what seemingly everybody talked about all year was that depth was going to be what got the Bucks and catapulted the Bucks past a lot of these teams that might have a better starting five, might have more talent 1 through 5 than this dear team.
Well, and you look at the Boston Celtics, they got absolutely no production from their bench whatsoever last night. Mm-hmm. Their starters all scored in double figures, and I think they had a grand total of like 7 or 9 points from their bench last night, which is pathetic. And then you look at the Bucks, George Hill again, boy, he just comes to play again. And
I've flexed more in the last 3 days because of George Hill and what he's done on a basketball court than I have in the last like year.
I don't want to see you flex. But yeah, so George Hill, though, he played really well. Mirotic maybe not as well. Ersan, I thought, had a solid line before the end of the night was up as far as points, boards, assists. Kind of chipped in a little bit everywhere when he was out there.
Did the dirty work.
Yeah, I just, again, it's hard right now to find an article that talks about this Bucks-Celtics series today. And everybody is going into, okay, so the Celtics have done this, or the Bucks have done this, right? The Bucks have made these adjustments. And the interesting thing that I read today was that after game one, they're watching the film, and Eric Bledsoe apparently was the most vocal, begging Budenholzer to let them switch more on defense. Begging, please, coach, let us switch more. We can handle it. We can do it. Please let us switch more. Budenholzer isn't a big fan of it. Them and Orlando switched the least all year on defense.
And what a contrast that is to Jason Kidd's style, which was switch on everything.
Right. So Budenholzer said, okay, I'll trust you guys. If you guys want to do it, let's give it a shot and do it. And since then, you know, this defense in spots has really picked its way to kind of take over and dominate a game a little bit. And that is a coach listening to his players. And, you know, you hear Leroy talk about it all the time with, you know, back when he was in Green Bay, the defensive coaches listening to the players, and when they wanted to do something or they thought there should be something done differently, he would listen to them, and more times than not, it would work out. So I think Budenholzer and his coaching staff deserve credit for that, too, listening to what their players want to do and deciding they're going to ride with what they want to do, and it's worked out. And because it's worked out, they've won 3 straight games.
414-799-1250. Tony's in Greendale. He's on the Big Show. Hi, Tony.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I just have a little comment here. I'm used to watching the game a little different way from years ago, but I'd like to see them go to the hoop more on offense, just get more aggressive and just, I mean, they're getting real aggressive, I see, on defense, but on offense, instead of, like, you got an 8-9 point lead and you got a break and, you know, and there's 3 guys under the hoop or near the hoop and a guy's bombing it from 30 feet, you know? I saw that a lot at certain times yesterday, and then if they missed a shot and then all of a sudden, you know, Boston would come back and hit a shot, and then, well, you're up by 9. Now you're up by 7 or up by 6 when maybe you could have been up by 11. You know, that's kind of how I look at it sometimes. And I think there's a time when you should be bombing them from 3 like that. But when you're like, I think at one time, maybe I'm wrong, but were they 2 or 3 for 15?
Yeah, they were 3 of 17 from 3 in that first quarter. Right. You're absolutely right, Tony.
To me, I would take that ball and ram it right down their throat. What are you going to do? You're going to force them to foul you. Just get aggressive and, you know, shove it right down there.
Appreciate the call. And in contrary to that, Gary, a lot of people will then say is that's placating to what they want you to do, is they want you to stop shooting as many threes because the three, I mean, I was no math major, but 3 is more than 2, and if you make more threes than you do 2-point shots, you're going to have a lot better chances of winning. And that's where this whole spacing the floor method comes from.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they didn't shoot very well in the beginning.
In the beginning of the game, no.
No. I mean, they should
Boston
have been
had a
down.
Chance to put the Bucks away.
They should
in that
have been down.
Quarter.
I think they were down by 8 at one point. They should have been down by like at least 16.
Mm-hmm. They shot 32% through the first, like, 18 minutes.
Because Boston really wasn't hitting anything either. I mean, it was just an ugly basketball game. If you just watched the first half, it wasn't the greatest basketball game that was out there. But that's who the Bucks are. And I think Ted, and I was listening to Ted Davis for a minute, and Ted was saying, I think that was, at that point, that was their worst shooting that they have had all season long, worst shooting percentage they had all season long. So that's how bad they were. And at one point, they were only down by 8. So I was saying, like, man, if they just stay in it here, you know, and they're playing bad, eventually you're going to see them start dropping. Some of these shots are going to start dropping.
I was shaking my head. I didn't understand how the Bucks were in that game at points.
I had no idea.
And like you said, Boston was shooting seemingly just as poor. Yeah. I mean, 10 points more, whatever it was at the time, Spark. But for that run, and then you go up 4, I believe it was. It was like an 11-0 run. George Hill had his first couple of buckets of the game. Nico misses the 2 free throws when you're up 4. Had a chance to go up 6. Then Marcus Morris hits the 3, and that dude was huge again last night.
But not huge enough. See, and that's the thing. Those starters played well, but Rozier didn't do anything. Gordon Hayward didn't do anything. I mean, that is a guy.
27 minutes, 2 points.
You're paying him $37 million next year, and that's what he brought to the table off the bench. That's not good. Again, part of it is coming off injury still, and all that other crap. Fine, I get it. We'll see how his role in that offense changes next year without Kyrie Irving, because, I mean, we're all assuming Kyrie Irving is not going back to Boston, obviously. So we'll see if he gets better next year once Terry Rozier is going to have that opportunity to run point guard. But I stick with what I said before the game. I still would have made that adjustment. Boston didn't do it. But as you're watching the game, I think to myself, boy, oh boy, I think this really could have created problems for Milwaukee. But they never did it as far as Rozier and Kyrie in that backcourt and bringing Morris off the bench to give you some firepower on that second unit off the bench, because that really was killing them last night. Was they just had nothing coming off the bench scoring-wise. Nothing at all.
We got chances for you to win $1,000 throughout the entire Big Show. We'll talk to Eric Namon 3:48. After the break, we'll revisit a conversation and maybe put an exclamation point on Giannis officially arriving in the NBA playoffs. 414-799-1250. You want to react? Up 3-1, 113-101. The win last night for the Bucks over the Boston Celtics. But first, these words from Gary Ellerson, one of my favorite men, Dean Murray.
Yeah, my good friend Dean Murray is absolutely incredible. We're at the Jewelry Center, located on 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-State National Bank Building, and right there on the second floor, and a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Go check my good friend out, Dean Murray, today. He's going to give you the best deal on any piece of jewelry that he has in his shop. I love the Pandora line. They have a nice charm bracelet line. They have earrings also available with the Pandora line. They have the Alex and Ani line also. That's also another bracelet thing. The Pandora line I like about it because it's a charm bracelet, in which you can just add charms to that bracelet. And which I think is a great idea for a lot of guys, because you want to do something that's nice, simple, and easy. Well, with a charm bracelet, it is. You can do birthday, you can do sweetest days, you can do Valentine's Day, Christmas. I mean, you can do I'm going on a vacation. I mean, anything you want to do, just add a charm to. I think it's just so easy for men to do. Also, listen, anything that they do there is nice and easy, and they make you feel comfortable when you walk in the door. Go check them out today. Ask for my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, right on the second floor, and a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin.
I was in there before I came on the show today.
Okay, there you go, Spark.
Because my chain broke, because I caught it on my sweatshirt, taking off my sweatshirt, whatever, so it snapped. Go in there.
Mm-hmm. Should have said somebody ripped it off of you.
The place was just packed. Yeah. Like, every time I walk in there, there are just people everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be
and
big.
Everybody's mm-hmm. being helped. There's like 100 people working for the jewelry center, helping the 100 people that are in there. And I was like, well, I could be here a while. Nope, I wasn't there all that long. Was there? I think I waited maybe 5 minutes total.
Grabbed a handful of Tootsie Rolls and you were all good.
Mike Prokop walked up, looked at it, said, oh yeah, no problem, be right back. Goes back, fixes the chain, comes back, here you go, you're good, have a good day. I was like, sweet, awesome, thank you so much. I just, customer service-wise, like Gary was saying, it just,
incredible.
I find it hard to believe you're going to find better customer service anywhere else.
But you know what, you can go and hang out with the guys in the Jewelry Center. They're going to be fun, but not as fun as hanging out with the Wendy's Big Show till 6 o'clock. You got it right here. Keep it locked on the Fan. Wendy's Milwaukee's Big Show on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. This is The Fan. Appreciate you hanging out. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson hanging out with you till 6 o'clock. Got chances at $1,000 for you coming up every hour that we're on. What's better than that? Well, if I could win it, it would make it a little bit better than that. 414-799-1250. Grab Sean in here in Racine before I ask Gary Ellerson an encompassing question. Sean, you're on The Fan.
Hey, guys. John Horst needs all the credit in the world for what he did putting his team together over the last two seasons. I don't believe I remember hearing one issue or seeing anything on court-wise about any problems with anybody together on this team. No matter who's out there, they're proving that they have the best bench in the entire league. Giannis, the thing I love last night, besides the fact of him slamming the door on the Celtics with 17 fourth-quarter points, and proving he's the MVP, was him keeping his composure when everyone else on the Celtics fell apart and Morris got in his face and shoved him. One of the assistants rushed to the sideline to keep everybody from jumping out. All Giannis did was walk around him and go to the foul line
sure
and take
did.
A shot.
Yep.
Another thing I called yesterday was all those 22 foul shots that Giannis got in game three, he needed to start finishing at the rim so they're plus ones. They started fouling him yesterday, and some stuff wasn't called that probably should have been, but he was finishing at the rim. There was such a dominant performance out of him. I can't wait for game five. I said it yesterday. If they won last night, it would be done in five. And this will be an awesome time on Wednesday when they close it out.
Man, Sean, appreciate the call. It is going to be incredible on Wednesday down in the Plaza, Sparky.
Did you find tickets yet?
No.
Tickets to what?
He wants to go with the game.
I want to go to
night.
The game so bad tomorrow night, but Gary, I just can't. I can't figure it out.
What do you mean you can't figure it out?
Like, I'm looking at it, and I got the tickets up. I got the pair that I'm looking at, and also I'm just like, man, I can't justify spending $200 a ticket on this game, man, because I know that I'm going to want to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And the NBA Finals.
Then if they win that series, I know I'm going to want to go to the NBA Finals.
And those are all going to cost more than this.
But here's
round.
The issue: those aren't guaranteed. This is guaranteed right in front of me. Chances.
Eastern Conference Finals are guaranteed. You're good.
Is that difference?
They're not
10
losing
and 7?
Three in a row to Boston at this point.
Hey, been a Bucks fan a long time, Sparky.
I know.
Until that final horn
yeah,
sounds,
slow roll.
Let's slow down. This man was getting all over Mitch Ross the other night when we were
last
in here on a Friday night.
Oh, that was before that. Yeah,
it was so. Gary, game 15-point lead or whatever it was, 20-some seconds left in the game. You do the green and gold post game show. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you guys have to go on.
They go on all the time at
before
hard time.
The game starts, right?
Right.
At a hard
before the
time.
Game ends. Yep.
Sparky stands over here. Come on. Game's over. Let's go. Mitch is like, hey, I don't know, man. They're only up eight with 25 seconds left. Kyrie could do something. No, come on. Game's over. Let's go. Get it going.
Yeah.
Wasn't ready.
They didn't want to do it. Didn't want to jinx it.
Walks in last night, 5.5 minutes left. Sparky
six
sits down right there.
And
what do you say?
6.5. I'm like, this game's over. In the bank drawing interest. They were up 8. You can just tell.
Ted Davis there.
I don't. Yeah.
Early.
In the bank drawing interest.
6.5 left. I love
Ted. That was like Larrivee calling a dagger shot in the first half. I was sitting there like, what are you doing?
But I mean, and I don't do it to Gary anymore because I used to.
Yeah.
I used to text Gary during a Packer game. He'd be like, game over. And Gary'd be like, shut up. You always jinx it.
Turn my phone off. This
right.
Guy here.
Not even silent. Just turn the thing off.
This guy
but
here.
I mean, you could just tell this Bucks team right now when it's over. I mean, you can just tell. They're so good. They can just lock you down and it's done. Just like that. And we talked about this yesterday. First halves mean nothing. They mean nothing in this series. Nothing at all. The game doesn't really start till the third quarter. Then you'll see who's going to win the basketball game. And yesterday was the same thing. It was a two-point game at halftime. Meant nothing. The whole first half meant nothing. Nothing at all.
Gary, we had a conversation on this show maybe 2-3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
Brian Windhorst was on the morning show and told a story about when he saw LeBron James against the Detroit Pistons in the 2008 NBA playoffs when LeBron took the team of Boobie Gibson and them to the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Where he found out and realized in the midst of a game, in the midst of a playoff game, it was an Eastern Conference semifinals series, to be exact, that he was the best player on the floor. Nobody was going to be able to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
He compared it to the movie The Matrix when the main character realizes he can bend time and nobody can stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Did Giannis have his Matrix moment last night? Because it appeared a couple of times in that fourth quarter, Giannis looked around and said, you, and you, nobody's stopping me.
No, he didn't. We haven't seen Chad. And although he in this series, you have seen him go another gear.
That Statue of Liberty dunk. What was the two?
You said another bite of the apple. What'd you say one before? You said bite of the apple. You had maybe said something.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't been able to bite the apple yet, but he's the only one that can taste it.
Yeah, and you can see him take his game to another level. But he has not had the Matrix moment yet. To me, the Matrix moment becomes when someone goes with you. Like when, if Kyrie goes down and hit one, and then you got to go down and hit one. Then Kyrie goes down and hit one, then you come back and do an and one. There's really, Kyrie has just not been playing well in this series. So there's really been no other that guy. I mean, like the other night you saw Kawhi go back and forth, I think with Embiid. Well, that was 2 games ago.
When they had 33 each.
Yeah, and that was, and that brings up, I'm not saying the game that he didn't have last night was, but I think, call me crazy, he still got more left in the tank. And listen, what did they all say at the beginning of when they lost that game? We need more energy. We need to play harder.
We need to play harder.
Because I don't see a, well, Mirotić may be the adjustment, but I don't see a real adjustment in play style and doing this, doing that, changes to, Giannis is taking his game to another level. He went up another level is what he has done. And that's what we're looking for this guy to do. And I keep talking about get a jump shot, get a jump shot, get a jump shot, get a jump shot. His game, the way it is right now, he has taken that part of his game to another level. He can get to the hole anytime he wants.
Anytime. When Kyrie tried to grab him down by the one arm, he turns around, changes hands, reverse layup, anytime puts it off the glass.
Taking his game to a whole other level. 414-799-1250. What's the question?
The question is, was last night Giannis' Matrix moment?
No, not yet. Isn't that crazy?
Sparky, do you believe it was last night for Giannis? He believed and understand that he is the best player on the floor. No one's going to be able to stop him at all.
He's been there before this. I mean, he said earlier in the year, nobody can stop him one-on-one. He said it himself. So he's been there already. But for me, it's about when the league decides that he really is the best player in the NBA, and he's going to be the one to have to be dealt with for the next 10 years. When does that moment happen? I'll tell you when that moment happens. That moment happens when he beats Golden State in the finals. Yeah. That's when that moment happens. When he takes out Durant and Curry with Middleton and Bledsoe and these guys, and they win a ring, that's when that moment's going to happen of, well, everybody get ready. We had to deal with LeBron for how many years? Before that, it was Kobe and Shaq. Before that, it was Michael. Now we got the newest guy out in front here, Giannis. Now, the difference is going to be this offseason probably is going to see the East get really stacked like the West has been for years. That's probably what's going to happen because these teams with salary cap room, most of them are in the Eastern Conference. So you're going to see this conference start to get loaded up like the West has been loaded up for years. It's not going to be the cakewalk that LeBron had in the East for all these years. The Eastern Conference, I think, we won't know until it actually happens. Well, I think Durant is coming over to the East for sure. I think Anthony Davis will probably get traded if they don't figure it out. I think he'll end up probably in the Eastern Conference as well with one of these other guys. Kyrie moves within the East, but Boston still stays strong, even with him moving in the East.
Because they want him out anyway.
Now, Klay Thompson's a free agent, and based on Wojo, he says if he doesn't get a max deal from Golden State, he'll probably take a deal with the Clippers. So he'll stay out West. You won't have to worry about him. But and then look at the draft lottery. If you think Zion's all that in a bag of chips, odds are pretty good he's going to end up in the Eastern Conference as well, and you're going to have to deal with him. I just think the East is going to continue to get better and better, which means it will be harder for Giannis to have that type of run that LeBron had. But if he wins a ring this year at this age, he's setting himself up for a run with the Bucks, hopefully.
But also, they're going to have to figure out and know that Giannis is going to get better. The East can get better around him.
Yeah.
But we all can pretty much agree that he is going to get better.
Sure, and you can book it. And we keep talking about this, keep coming up. Chris Middleton is smiling. And what was his stat line last night?
13 points.
Yeah.
Nice night, but did everything
he's
right.
Smiling.
7 assists, 3 boards. Gets wins.
Did you see his interview at the end of the game?
I did not.
He said, so yeah, we just rode the big boy on home.
That's all you had to do.
He goes, I didn't play very well. I didn't play very well last night.
Feed him. four of 19.
Because I did a lot of, because I tried to do a lot of little things that made
one miss away.
Yeah, that made the game. You know, try to contribute best way I can. But for the most part, we just let the big guy take us home.
Lonnie's on the west side of Milwaukee. He's up on the fan. Hi, Lonnie.
What's happening?
What's up?
Hey, man. To answer the question, I don't think Giannis has had that Matrix moment yet.
Nope.
But I do think Giannis is making some very, very good decisions, man. He's patient, not necessarily trying to force the issue, and he understands what his game is. So I don't mind him dropping threes, but he knows when to not drop a three. And I think that's important because sometimes you get, like Boston last night, they're just shooting and shooting and shooting, and nobody's taking it to the hoop because the Jays not falling. They're just going back to the same old thing. Which leads to, I think, what is the Bucks' greatest advantage, which is that bench. Hey, man, Pat C, he going to mess around and be the new Johnny Mack. Because this dude.
Connaughton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming off that bench, he's not scared to shoot it. And I like that. So he's hitting. But not only is he hitting, he's playing good D. He's getting you these rebounds, man. This dude is putting it. Taking it to cats. And I think it shocks the other team in some ways.
It shocks me that you just said he's the next Johnny Mack. That's what shocks me.
You know what I mean by that, Sparky?
That means he's going to be one of the best shooters in NBA history, which he is not going to be that.
That ain't what I meant.
He's a white basketball player. That's the comparison. What else? McLaughlin couldn't jump out of the gym. That's what Connaughton does.
That was a different game, different era with Johnny Mack. What I'm saying is he's the next young white local hero.
Oh, so he's Marty Conlin. Why don't we go with that instead of going exactly who? Marty Conlin was a great white local hero. If we're going with white stiffs in the NBA that played for the Bucks, everybody liked in this town, we can go through a bunch of them.
You think Pat's a stiff?
No, but you comparing him to John McLaughlin, he's a stiff compared to John McLaughlin. Yeah, yeah, he is.
Well, I can't argue with that. Yeah. I don't even know who the next cat you said was.
All right. Yeah, Marty Conlin. That's okay. All right. You may not be old enough. All right, thanks for the call.
Oh, he's old enough.
You remember Marty Conlin?
Yeah.
Man, come on.
But
look. He is a very serviceable role player off the bench. That's what he is. He brings energy. He can rebound at a high level considering how big he is. Right. And he can add you some scoring from time to time. That's what he is. Let's not go crazy here. Let's not overreact, right? He has his role on the team, and he's playing it very well. Last week, we had Eric Name on this station, and he's on today at 3:48.
Good.
And he was asked about Pat Connaughton, and Eric Name said, I don't think he has a role in this series. I don't see how Connaughton plays in this series. He just probably doesn't have a role.
But that was coming off series. When Gordon Hayward undressed him defensively in game one.
Right. That was off of, but that's what I'm saying. Everybody had a perception of what this series might be after game one. Some of you said, who cares? They're going to be great. And you were right. Some of us said, there's cause for concern here. We were wrong. And so that happens every time in a playoff series. You have these reactions and adjustments. And like I said before, I think Budenholzer has made adjustments in this series probably more so than he made in Atlanta. Part of that is attributed to the players asking him to make adjustments and them listening to him, which is good. I think Budenholzer deserves credit for how well this team has played, as do the players. And I'm not trying to knock Pat Connaughton. I'm just McLaughlin thing fired me up a little bit.
414-799-1250 was last night Giannis's Matrix moment. Leroy Butler's in the house. Your phone calls are next. Anthony Mandela, and then your chance at $1,000 comes up in 2 minutes right here on the Fan.
Again, having woes here in the third quarter. This is the biggest lead of the night for Milwaukee. Block shot by Connaughton, and he is ahead of the field. He puts it down.
He can get up, Mark. Do not sleep on this man just because he has a nice fastball and a curveball. He's a hooper at heart. That's why he chose the league. He wanted to be with the best athletes going to work.
Chris Webber and Marv Albert on the call last night. NBA on TNT. Patty C. Playoff Pat, Sparky. Breaking out after a block on the perimeter. Yeah. Slam down two-handed with some authority. You've seen that on the highlight shows today. That play has been rolling through on SportsCenter and FS1 all day long. They've been loving them some Pat Connaughton. But Leroy Butler is in the house, so I wouldn't be remiss if I didn't start with him. 414-799-1250. We'll get your calls in here in 1 second. Was last night Giannis's Matrix moment. 39-16 and foe.
Well,
Leroy Butler.
Not yet. I think when you get to the finals, that's when, these games are just.
Because when this was coined by Windhorse, this was in the Eastern Conference semis, was the series with LeBron going up against Detroit.
Yeah, but for for the Bucks fans, they want more. So it has to be. And I think sometimes when they have these moments, like when Jordan hit those threes against the Blazers and they were just going after him, he was just coming back and forth like that. I think Giannis's moment is coming. And that's what's scary. I mean, it's scary because he's going to have to match energy from the other team's superstar. And that's just not so much because Uncle Drew's been off. He's just off out of it.
I mean, 7 for 22 last night.
Yeah, that's just not good. But at the same time, I think you should be happy that Giannis hasn't got to that moment yet. I mean, I think if that's the best you're going to see, it's going to take more to get. It gets harder every round. We know that. I mean, I would think people know that. It gets harder every round.
And
I mean, you got different circumstances.
And context of the situation, like, this isn't the best we think Giannis is going to get to. This is where he looks around and goes, man, I'm the best player on the floor. It doesn't matter who I am playing against.
Well, he is the best player on the floor, okay?
Yeah, that's not breaking news. We knew that. He's the MVP candidate.
He is the best player on the
floor. He's the only MVP candidate.
But Matrix moment, to me, may be a little bit different. Matrix moment, to me, is like, I keep going back, but like how Dame hit that shot, but that he hits that shot in the championship game. That's a Matrix moment to me. Or if he's matching point by point, I mean, I don't know who, say Golden State, and he and Kevin Durant going at it. That's the, now he says, I got KD.
Well, he said,
I got him.
But he said, I got Kyrie earlier in the series, and Kyrie hasn't been the same since Giannis matched
him
after halftime.
But let me just say this. Kevin Durant, Kyrie ain't in the same car together.
But you had said Kyrie was more fit for the playoffs than Giannis before the series.
Before the series.
Okay. So that has officially changed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I put it on there. I says, right now today, this is who I'm taking. Right now today. Now, there's a couple, funny that you mentioned, there's a couple guys who hit me up on Twitter. They wanted to know, okay, Gary, what do you think now? Because you said that, yeah. And that's what we were waiting for. Giannis to surpass him. Now, I would say this. Kyrie is not right. Something wrong with him. Like, maybe not injured, something wrong with him, but mentally I think something's wrong with him. And that team is not working for him. And maybe he wants out, but something's not right with Kyrie.
Sure seemed like it was working for him in game one. He had all the swag going in game one.
Yeah, but you got to sustain that. And then when you back up against the wall, you gotta feel like you got everything, and something's not right, and it's still the same. Something's not right about that Boston's team. Don't you agree? That Boston team, something's not.
But they got the greatest coach as Red Arrow back.
But they do.
I don't understand how
they
figure it out.
They can't wait for Kyrie to get out of there. I bet you if it's over, you're gonna see all these guys, Jaylen Brown and them, all these guys. They gonna start talking.
This team has to be broken up.
Yeah, they can't wait for him to get out of there.
You got a coach that everybody thinks is a genius, and you got, and then
he can't control it.
They've got young superstars that are being led by somebody that believes that he should be leading men.
Well, they
all
should
over
take
the
back seat to him. Is what he's telling them.
Right.
Well,
but they went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year without him.
And that's what they're telling him.
Yeah.
But see, roster.
And let me get my shots.
Roster for roster. Well, Eric names on shortly. They supposed to have they got the big names, name brands. I like these knockoffs. George Hill, Connaughton, Ersan. I like these knockoffs.
I don't know if they got any big names over there, Leroy. They
got in Boston?
They got nobody but Kyrie.
Man, stop it. Them got first
and
round Jaylen, picks.
Yeah, Jaylen
picks.
Brown and on, Jason Tatum were both third picks overall.
I mean, I get it, but they haven't, you know, I mean.
They got names that people know everywhere.
Okay, names, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They're name brands.
They got name brands.
But these
knockoffs, sure.
Knockoffs knocking them off.
Who that? Patsy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's supposed to just do whatever Hayward does. 2 points.
Yeah, Hayward has been gone, missing. Somebody put him up on a milk carton.
Here's something Kane Pittman just tweeted out. Kane Pittman. Leading scores in the fourth quarter in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Giannis with 37, James Harden 36, Kevin Durant 36, CJ McCollum 33, Damian Lillard 32. Not a single Celtic on that list. Mm-mm. The Bucks, Bledsoe, George Hill, and Mirotić tied for second on the Bucks with 11 points in the fourth quarter in the second round. Middleton at 9.
Yeah. Mike's on the south side of Milwaukee's, Mike? Or north side of Milwaukee's on the fan. Hi, Mike.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I had a question, and I know it might be a little bit early, but what do you think about a contract extension for Giannis? I know that we can afford to give Chris Middleton max money, but why not? Why not give
he will.
Giannis, you know, the 10 years, $350 million.
Yeah,
he'll get the super max.
Yeah, he'll get the super max as soon as the owner officially goes over. The new owner is that next year. Yeah, it's
and they might as well wait for the new TV deals to come through.
Oh, no question.
Cap goes up, might be able to make a few more dollars.
That's a
understandably
good phone call.
So. Yeah. Skyler is on the north side of Milwaukee. He's on the Fan. Hi, Skyler.
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to say, hey, Gary.
Yo.
That's what's up. Hey, don't feel bad because me and you felt the same way. I was riding with you when you was talking about Kyrie, but yeah, I changed though. And
there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm saying so. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm able to change.
Exactly.
So,
right.
With that being said, I just wanted to say, you remember remember last week all them cats was screaming about Budenholzer, how he sucked. All that crap, and now you know. Yep. And I told you. Remember, I said this series is gonna go down between Kyrie Irving and Giannis. Who gonna outdo each other? Who gonna outdo who? And that's what it's about. And right now, Giannis is outdoing Kyrie Irving. That's what it's about. I mean, the role players got to play a role, but the stars make the role players better, and that's what Giannis is doing. He uplifting his team.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Appreciate it, Skyler.
Great phone call. Because the guys at the barbershop, I can't find them. They won't text me back. They haven't gotten their hair cut in 3 weeks.
Wow.
I mean,
that line is going to be
what is going on? I haven't seen no Robert Parrish jerseys, no DJ Johnson jerseys, Larry Bird.
I was going to say, any Larry Birds you're going to see down there, Ebony, too?
One of the most popular shirts was the Michigan State against Indiana State, Bird against Magic. The throwback shirt. Bird, the man, Bird. You Bird fans, where y'all at, cuz? Come on now. Don't disappear from old Roy. Because y'all had me pinned down after y'all went up 1-0. I text the group. Man, these boys killing me. They wanted Budenholzer fired. I just started putting, like, the Bird Box. Put a blindfold
bird box.
And start swinging on people.
Swinging.
Just swinging. Just
swinging.
Knocking people out. But I said, don't do that. You may get sued for the $3 you got left.
Bird Box.
Hey, man, I let the Bucks do the talking. We weren't going to make no changes.
Did Buden text you last night about the adjustments they're going to make for tomorrow night?
That's a good. Him and John Horst, we was on group text.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you that later.
That's group a group text.
What's
that's
wrong with the group text, man? Whoa.
They're cool guys,
I'm offended y'all won't let a horse get his shine. So he'll give it to you. Maybe we'll do it at 5:35.
Okay, that sounds good. That's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky.
I don't
Sparky
even know how
Piper.
They got my number, but I like these messages. Amazing.
Sparky's got words from Wendy's.
When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's, which means you can go right now
get
to Wendy's.
Get me a biggie bag.
Get yourself a medium drink and either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. So take advantage right now, today. Again, 24 hours from the time that Bucks game ends last night to get to Wendy's. Buy yourself a medium drink and then either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger.
Eric, name goes up at 3:48. I also got a question for everybody around here. I want to know if this was a promotion for our guy formerly up in Green Bay. Wendy's Big Show's on the Fan. Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
That was a smart
chance
man.
You guys $1,000. Appreciate you, man. Thanks.
Oh, really? I like you guys. You guys are smart.
Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson in here. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch.
Hey, is it a rumor going around that Plucker's here? Is he? Did we?
What about? Yeah, Plucker's here.
Allegedly. No, is
he's
he
here.
Work with us? Is he intern?
And right next to him.
Yeah, it was right in here.
Not doing any work right now?
Right
is
in
he
here,
an intern?
Yeah, he's not doing any work right now, apparently.
No, I called him over.
Standing over here watching or something.
I was confused about some things going on at Marquette, and that's my smart guy. So he cleared it up for me.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I'm
trying to be the smart guy.
What's going on with Wojo over there?
How was Spectrum News 1 today?
It was very good. I talked about the draft, and Gray talked about Gary, about him being an impact. I say hopefully he can get 7 sacks. I'd be happy about that. We'll tell that story again at 5:35.
Or we'll tell it right now. Nah. Roy Butler wrote the invitation and the ticket for Gary Ellerson, his best man, for his wedding this weekend, and spelled his name Gray instead of Gary.
I was tired. It was dark.
Tired. Yeah, you but think what make you might it worse, get tired on Saturday?
What make it worse, though? What make it worse, because my wife told me you spelled his name wrong. No, I didn't. Stop. I know how to spell Gary. I mean, the first-round pick name is last name is Gary. And I know Gary. Now, some people do spell it G-E-R-Y. But
like
not
Gary Wolfel, who joins us on Thursday.
I didn't know that. Is that true, Steve? He spells it G-E?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
well,
that.
Well, that's the white way to do it. That's why he's White Gary.
I like
and,
that.
And Gary Ellis smart. Spells it G-E-R-R-Y. What about, is it Jerry or Gary Donato?
Yeah, how did you do
Gary
it?
Gary didn't. It's, no, I'm thinking Gary D'Amato. Is
no, Bernardo.
I'm pretty sure that's totally different. That's G-E-R-R-Y, I believe.
You think it's G-E?
Yeah, it's G-E-R-R-Y.
Right, and so Gary Ellis spells his G-E-R-R-Y.
That's
who
I
Gary.
Used to get you
right.
mixed up with.
But what about D'Amato? Is that Jerry or Gary?
Jerry.
Jerry D'Amato.
He goes Jerry.
Right, mm-hmm. G-E-R-R-Y.
G-E-R-R-Y.
Right,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, because I know R's. A lady is G-E-R-R-I, like Jerry.
Okay.
Right? Y'all don't know that?
Okay. All
right, Leroy. No, women, they do. Okay. Women put...
Okay, right. Mm-hmm.
It's a Jerry out there named
sure.
Jerry, and it's G-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah,
you don't
sure.
need a degree for that.
Yeah, sure, you keep telling yourself that, Leroy. Don't worry about it.
I think
that.
I misspelled Dean's man. Wife name wrong, too.
Okay.
How many ways to spell Jeannie, though? So that one,
how do you spell Jeannie Buss' name?
I think he's just throwing her, everyone's government
name out
there.
I think hers is G-E-A-N-I-E.
Okay.
That's how I think it should be spelled.
Well, that's all that matters.
That's that's really all that matters.
I mean, that's my favorite team since I was, like, knee-high to a grasshopper. I think that's how she spelled it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Twitter let us know.
Raphael's in Creek. He's on the fan. What's up, Raph?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I just want to let you guys know I really, truly enjoy this show. But
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
Why do you truly enjoy the show, Raph?
because... I ride home from work. It gives me something to do while I'm kind of in traffic. And believe it or not, the only person I really know on this show is Leroy Butler, because I've ran into him a few times at the Oak Creek Pick and Save maybe a year or two ago. But one of these days I'm going to try to make it out to one of you guys' events there at Farm and Fleet, because I like to meet all you guys one of these days.
Yeah, Toy Drive is the first full week after Thanksgiving. We're out there every day the first full week after Thanksgiving.
And I literally see you guys sitting out there because it's on my way home from work. One of these days, I promise you, I'm going to stop by there to say hello to all you guys and meet you guys, because I'd be really honored to meet all you guys.
That'd be great.
We'd
stop by.
Yeah, we'd like it too, but make sure you bring toys.
I am working on something, though. I am working on something for the 50 listeners to come in to watch us live. I'm working on that. I'm working on some sponsors, so maybe you can be a part of that program.
Don't look at me like I know what the heck he's talking about.
No,
I got no
know.
Idea.
No,
he just started talking. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
All right, Raph, what do you got to say, man?
So I'm getting a little annoyed with this whole Brad Stevens being this great coach.
I know, right? Let me hear it.
In my opinion, if he was such a great coach, now I get it. I truly believe that Kyrie's probably the problem with the Celtics. But if I'm mistaken, I could be. Lero, let me know, because I know you're a Lakers fan. I believe that when Kobe and Shaq were together, they had some serious issues in Los Angeles, correct?
Yes, they did. Yes,
but
they did.
But then the great Phil Jackson got them to play together, and they ended up winning, right?
Yes.
Right. So if Brad Stevens is such a great coach, then why isn't he getting this team of talented basketball players to put all their crap aside and win basketball games? Because right now, I think Booten is a far superior coach over Brad Stevenson.
Oh, Lord.
I agree.
Rather him having Giannis or not, because the thing is that he's making all these other players great that are on the Bucks. I mean, Pat Connaughton and your blood souls, and Chris Middleton should be doing what he's doing, but he's bringing the best of these players. He's bringing the best of them out, and that, my definition, is what makes him a great coach. Brad Stevens, I'm not really sold that he's such a great coach, because, they're not doing anything, and it shows because of his coaching skills.
All right, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it, man. Don't be a stranger.
No problem.
So this is interesting. I want to see.
I appreciate him doing the promo for me tomorrow.
I want to see what Gary Leroy thinks.
All right, go ahead. We'll take
as players, I guess I could ask Billy too. As players, do you believe in the term coach killer? When talking about a player on a team?
Yes, certain players.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that is a thing.
That's a thing.
That's why they didn't have Antonio Brown.
A guy that could really kill chemistry in the locker room, could kill anything.
I'll let Leroy take it further.
You go answer it first, Garrett.
No, we want you to.
Go ahead. Take it further.
No, answer the...
No, it's your wedding this weekend.
Take it further.
I do believe it's a coach killer.
Who did?
But any player. Okay. Not anybody specific.
Can be.
Anybody specifically. Because we had a ton of them. But a good coach, you won't even know it. We have no idea. Because he's gonna get everybody to buy in. You won't even have a time to even bring that in. For example. I need more shots from this area and this area. Okay, great. I'm going to design plays to give you those shots in those areas. You know what? I want to throw the ball 57 times. Okay, fine. We'll do that. And you still complain. So now what he's going to do is say, listen, you can get the 57 throws and you can get the shot from here, but you got to do it within the offense. That's what a good coach will do. Because we had a lot of personalities on Super Bowl 31 team. We did. We really did. I would say that most coaches would have crumbled. But Mike Holmgren was above that. He convinced us that his way was the only way we're going to get it done.
So what you saying about Brad Stevens? I'm missing something.
He got to take it to another level. Because you got too much talent there. So if I'm Danny Ainge, and I hope he's feeling well, by the way.
Yeah, he will be feeling well, too. Shout out to Danny.
He has to understand that maybe this guy's taking these guys as far as he can take them. But the answer to Steve's question, specifically.
What?
Specifically.
Whoa.
All caps about Uncle Drew.
All caps. Italicized.
Everybody needs a player like that on your team that can at any time take over a game. But sometimes a coach can take you as far as, I mean, like.
Mark Jackson with the Warriors?
I think he got unfair treatment, but that's another
show. That's another subject.
What about the guy, Garrett, now stay with me with this one. The guy who coached with San Diego and the guy coached with, Steve, help me, I think Washington.
Schottenheimer.
Boy, you.
Marty Schottenheimer.
Kansas City Chiefs.
You can only go so far. You're a good coach, though.
Cleveland, first is where it started. Right. He couldn't get past Denver.
You know what I'm saying? You're a good coach, though.
Yeah.
But you can only.
Schottenheimer got Alzheimer's right now, Leroy. He ain't doing well.
Way to bring it all down, thanks.
Yeah, he got Alzheimer's.
He's old.
Just brought the whole show down.
Yeah, that did kind of just.
Yeah, he got Alzheimer's, guys.
But you know what I'm saying about Brad Stevens? Give me, hey, man, listen.
Brad Stevens don't got Alzheimer's.
He's a good.
Alzheimer's.
He's still trying to, Steve. He could be that coach to that level. Because, listen, man, it's mental health this month. The month is mental health month. So
mental health awareness month.
Yes, and I take that very.
Yeah, it's killing me, man.
That's you, man. First you're saying bad words, allegedly, and then you don't know how to spell my name.
You need to stop. Mm,
yeah.
But so, Gary, answer the question about Kyrie. Is he a coach killer?
No, not Kyrie.
Okay, Steve wants more. Why isn't he a coach killer?
What did he? Was he a coach killer with Tyronn Lue and them?
No, he just wanted out. You got to stick to what.
Because remember, he is going to go to another team.
Unless
it's LeBron again with Tyronn Lue again.
Right.
It's going to be another coach and another situation, and it'll be with another star player, whoever it may be, that he's going to have to play with. Yeah. I'm going off last night where he's horrible in 22, talking about he should have took 30 and all that stuff. All those quotes last night just scream selfish as selfish can be.
He is selfish.
The whole thing. He was selfish in Cleveland, though. Great. That's why that whole thing split up was because Kyrie wanted to be the guy.
He would be amazing. Could be LeBron. Yeah. In Houston and with the Bucks.
No, he would. Not in Houston.
Just shoot it. Let it go.
Not in Houston, he won't.
D'Antoni? How you say his name? D'Antoni.
Yeah, that was right.
Houston
won't.
Why not? They got Chris Paul. What?
Yeah, Chris Paul and the beard.
Chris Paul looks old, I'm saying, in that type of offense.
Did I say that to you about Chris Paul? Yeah. Well, I said that too.
Yeah, Chris Paul is a national gem. Okay, y'all be careful.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah,
he's old though. Just slow
down. So is Warren Buffett.
No, not yet. But he in a bad place right now.
So who do you blame, him or the coach?
Well, I blame Brad Stevens because Brad Stevens can't get him to play.
That's what we're going to find out. Because that team we'll last year without him looked way better than they did this year with him.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, and they may do that again next year.
Next year, now we'll see.
They may be better without him next year.
And we'll see where Kyrie goes and what they look like.
That's the telltale sign, where Kyrie goes and what they look like. Because the Boston's going to be good again. Brad Stevens got to get Kyrie in line. I mean, he can't.
What's
But like the other caller said, because they did, they had those same problems with Kobe and them.
Right.
And that took Phil Jackson.
With, exactly.
Because Del Harris couldn't figure out how to get it all work.
Now y'all preaching.
Now you talking.
That's why I give so
you
much
take some more phone calls on
credit to what
Baby Tom?
I'd like to take
is doing.
A break.
To me, it makes a difference.
Get a sports flash and let's check for $1,000.
Sports flash in. Let's go.
And then do you want to take more calls on this?
Yeah, after this, take a break, get a sports flash and take some more
calls. Let's do it. First, a sports flash, then your chance at $1,000 right here on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.